One of the biggest stories across high school football this year has been this story of Greenville Christian and the team that they have. I got to see them up close and personal the first week of the season when they played Jackson Prep, and they have moved on throughout this season, and they're really so good. There's teams that don't want to play them that are on the schedule, and I thought, you know, I called up there this week and talked to them. They were really, really classy folks when they were at Prep that night, and just the team is well behaved, well mannered, and boy, they're good. And John Reed, the head coach of Greenville Christian, joins us tonight, who just got past his team tonight, 74-0. Coach, how are you tonight?
Hey, doing well, man. How about you?
We're doing okay. I got some questions. First of all. Okay. There's a lot of people around the state, John, that may not know where Greenville Christian is or the background of. Tell us a little bit about your school and where it's located.
Yeah, so we're in Greenville, Mississippi, right on Highway 1 at Greenville in the heart of the Delta, sort of right on the Mississippi River here. West side of the state, been around since I guess 69 is when the school started.
Right.
Been around a while,
but you never had this kind of success.
That's right.
Now let's set the stage here, now, Coach, because this team actually started formulating the last year or so during the pandemic, right? I mean, you had kids that were wanting.
That's correct.
They wanted to go to school. You can't blame them for that. They wanted to play football. You can't blame them for that either. And so you said, hey, come and play here.
That's right. So, we were just in a, in one of those situations where pretty much all the public school systems around us, all the public school districts around us had gone virtual. For school and had canceled football. So it was kind of a perfect storm where there were quite a few kids from the area that were looking for a place to play. And a lot of them, for the parents, it was that, what you said, they wanted their kids to be in school, and not online. And they were also looking for a place to play football. And so it was just, it was pretty incredible how it all happened. I mean, we were, just a week or two before the season was supposed to start when all that started falling into play. So, about that time, the end of July or 1st of August last year is when all this started sort of falling into place, and it has been a wild ride.
It has, and of course, you had, of course, a solid team last year, but this year's team is the one that everybody's talking about because, obviously, you've not lost a game. I don't think you're going to lose a game. And, you've gone outside the state to play ball games, which I salute you for. You even played a 7A school in Georgia that I understand had 111 kids. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And you had them 9-6.
That was something to see, right? When we got 35 on our sideline and they are 100 plus. But.
Wow, and you hung in there with them. You had them 9-6 at the half, but then they wore you down in the second half. Is that what happened?
Sure. So we actually we were down 16-14 going into the fourth quarter, and I feel like a great job with substitution. Our defense was playing so well that we just sort of let them play and probably didn't do a great job at spelling some of those guys early in the game, and he caught up with us in the fourth quarter, and I think that one kind of falls on us as coaches. Hey, we looked back after that game and felt like if we had done a better job at, managing those first three quarters, that maybe, that ball game turns out differently. But yeah, really proud. We competed really hard and, especially for the size differential of those two schools. And I mean, I think they're ranked like seventh in the nation now.
So, yeah.
I mean, there weren't just a lot of kids, but they were really quality kids. They had some big time players over there.
So then you roll in and you're on success. You're beating teams. You're beating Well, you go in and you get a huge win at Oak Grove. I mean, that's the one that probably sent shockwaves through the state. But at that same time, you start getting this problem of some teams that don't want to play you after they've seen how good you are. How have you handled that?
Well, it's been tough, you know, just for our kids, you know, I told Rick, he wrote the article last week, Rick Cleveland, you uh-huh. know, it is keeping focus, you know, when kids are not sure that they're going to get to play, yeah. you know, I mean, because we've had a couple now that have been sort of, you start the week and you think you're going to play, and then like Tuesday or Wednesday, you get a call and they tell you they're not coming. And I mean, it's tough, you know, when you're in that situation. I certainly, you know, we understand where those schools are coming from, you know, but at the same time, it's unfortunate for us because the kids work really hard. So, you know, and then when there's no payoff on Friday night, you know, when they don't get to go out and get the reward for a long week, you know, hard week of practice, it gets frustrating for them, and it's been a little frustrating for us. But, you know, I mean, we went out tonight after being off a couple of weeks, and I thought we were pretty clean and didn't look rusty, so that was nice to see.
Well, and you're, you know, you've got one conference game left to play before playoffs?
Oh, so tonight was actually our regular season finale. We only had a conference game last week that was a forfeit. They was one of the schools that opted not to play, and then so tonight was it for us. The regular season was our final conference game. So.
And you won that game 74-0. Now, you know, you got what, 35 players? Did everybody play tonight?
Sorry.
That's right. I said you had 35 players on this team. Did you manage to get everybody in tonight?
Oh yeah, yeah. We got everybody in tonight, so that was good. And we needed that. You know, that's the thing about not playing some of these games is we need opportunities for some of our young guys to play. You know, and so it was. You know, that was good tonight to be able to. We managed to get everybody in and some pretty significant snaps, you know, from some of those young guys in the second half. So that was really good.
Are you one of the kind of coach that wants to score on every offensive series?
You know, yes. I mean, that's certainly, you know, we like to do that. We typically in these situations like we're in tonight would have opted not to do that. But, you know, it was a tough situation because we've missed, I think, three games, you know, this year.
All right.
The last couple of weeks we haven't gotten to play. And so, you know, we managed the best we could while also allowing our kids to play a little bit. It's hard to ask them to not play 2 weeks and then just go out and play the first quarter and be done
yeah.
for the night, you know.
So, I get that. I get that.
We did our, you know, we tried to manage it. Tonight, but.
I got that. Coach, it is it's a great story, and I enjoyed talking to Barry this week, your headmaster, and also I think her name is Melanie in the office. And I told them, and I'll tell you that when I saw y'all at the first week of the season, the word class is what I would use to describe your kids and your program because they did very, very well, and they were, you know, the fans were so nice when they left. But and we want to, you know, wish you well the rest of the way. We're going to keep up with you. I wanted you on tonight so you could tell your story, and we're up against a break here. But congratulations on a great season. I hope you win the rest of them out. And thanks so much for joining us tonight, Coach.
Yeah, man, thank you so much for having me tonight. I appreciate you having me on.
All righty.
Really appreciate it.
We'll take a timeout. Friday night, Under the Lights continues in a moment.